Little Acorns presents an unabridged recording of The Chicken Farm Fiasco, written by Ruth Quayle and read by Alex Wingfield. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by Little Acorns. Chapter 1. This is a story about the Easter holidays, except it has nothing to do with chocolate eggs or fluffy bunnies or roast lamb. It has a teeny amount to do with chicks, but not in a good way. I can't tell you the whole plot straight away because I don't want to ruin the story. Once, my mum's friend Susie told me the whole plot of a book I was reading, and after that, I didn't fancy reading it anymore. Mum's friend Susie is always telling me about books that are wonderful, but wonderful books are not my favourite. I prefer ones that are gripping and funny. Hopefully this book will be gripping and funny, but right now, all I can tell you is that it is about the Easter holidays. Actually, that's not quite right either, because it's not about the Easter holidays, it's just about what happened during them. It is quite a dangerous story. It is a bit shocking. Normally, I love Easter. For one thing, I'm mad about chocolate, even the dark sort that makes you thirsty. And for another thing, at Easter I always go to stay with my granny in Muddlemoor. Muddlemoor is the name of her village. It is in the countryside. This year, I was even more excited than usual because my cousins, Tom and Pip Berryman, were staying with Granny too. Me and my cousins often stay with Granny in the school holidays when our parents are working. Granny says we get on like a house on fire. She says this like it's a good thing, but I don't know what is so good about a house burning down. Once I tried explaining this to Granny, but she burst out laughing and said, "You lot and house fires have plenty in common. You're both extremely destructive." And then she said, "Scallywag," and gave me a hug. This year's Easter was anything but normal. It was actually quite scary. Not just hands over your eyes scary, or can't go to the toilet on your own scary, which is what happens when me and my cousins watch Jaws without a grown-up, but a bit scarier than being sent to the head teacher's office for a chat. And way scarier than when our burglar alarm goes off in the middle of the night. Lots of things make our burglar alarm go off.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?